best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Steve Mayo of the Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo team right here Mondays at 5:30 at WVOX 1460 AM. The call-in number 914-636-0110. We have two callers on the line. We'll get to them, but I do know Lou and I want to talk a little bit about the Global Climate Summit, time permitting, and I just want to issue another call. People everywhere, get out and vote. Be heard. Posting on the web is wonderful. Have your moment of glory, but you have to vote. You have to get your neighbors and family to vote on any propositions, on any race that's in your district. Be heard, be known. We've got to take the reins of government back. Those conservative people, Democrats and Republicans and independents, traditionalists who like the way this nation is, who do not believe we are systemically racist, that we are fundamentally a good nation. We just have to learn how to do it better, do it for a little less money, and eliminate some of these mandates and some of these coercive practices of government. We've got to show the world that we are the home of the brave, land of the free, and we know how to govern ourselves without mandates, without commissars, and without running everything through Washington, D.C. We can run our own lives through our neighborhoods, our communities, our city halls, and our households.
One quick thing, Steve, before we get to the caller. With this voting, I do not believe in early voting. I think this is totally wrong. You have a week to vote, 4 days before, 5 days before the election day. The election day is the day you vote. If you can't make it because you're out of the country, you're having surgery, yep, they're absentee ballots. I agree with having absentee ballots. But having a week going to voting is totally wrong, because the way they play with numbers is they can see, well, you know what? In this neighborhood, the Democrats are just even. Or the Republicans are right up there. Then all of a sudden you have a mass line of people voting. It's not fair. The fairest way to do it is you vote on Election Day. Go ahead.
Or absentee ballot with real reasons.
Exactly.
Not made-up reason.
Exactly.
Elections should be run like the classic, important, solemn Election Day of the past.
Exactly.
Not like a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes, which is what it's become with privately financed voting mechanisms, with ballot boxes paid for by private individuals, with ballot harvesting. You've heard the horror stories. I agree with you completely. And by the way, Lou, those vote propositions on the ballot tomorrow, most important, vote against all of them. There's one that's good that changes the jurisdiction of, I believe it's Supreme Court. I think that's fine. It's a administrative choice. But the other ballot propositions, Lou, in New York State, vote no. They're going to cheapen elections. They're going to open us up to fraud. They're going to, again, enshrine and welcome illegal residents entering our nation and illegal voting locally in local elections. I think it's a bad idea. Vote against all the propositions other than the courthouse-related one tomorrow in New York State. But, Lou, let's go to our phone calls.
Charlie, you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, gents.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, I'll try and be as quick as possible.
No,
is that Nick behind the glass?
Yeah, that's Nicky Ceramis. Charlie, that was with us. 22.
Yeah. Nick was one of the few people I know that knew that the reggae style of music came from a song by the American singer Johnny Nash. And also, Nick is a fan like me of Robin Luke. And
wow.
I hope he plays some.
I have to ask Nick about this before. But Johnny Nash, oh, do I remember that? What was it? Hold Me Tight? What was his song? Many.
Yep, that's it.
Hold Me Tight.
I remember when we were at a show together.
Yes.
Me and Charlie had a show together 20 plus years ago.
My goodness.
And Charlie used to like the Walker Brothers. Remember that, Charlie?
Oh yeah, they make me cry.
Yeah.
listen, guys, I wanna say, everybody listening, if you're a Republican, please, 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 call White Plains, call the Board of Elections, and tell them you want to be an elections inspector, because I know I did it from the 1990s on until I moved to Florida, and I know they can always use Republicans, always, always, always.
Very good point. I've done it myself. It's a very, very important role that we can play, Charlie.
I know that. You know, I heard a couple of months ago fleeting mentions here and there on all the major news channels about CRT.
Yes.
It was Steve, and he should take a bow for this. He was the one that really put an alarm on that, you know. And I was listening to you guys each week and on the information that you came up with that
yes.
stuff.
Well, thank you.
But,
thank you.
You know, well, they did,
let me
did
tell
a really good job.
Thank you very
and
much.
Also,
Steve, on that point, Charlie, on that point, I think it's a valid point. It's not over tomorrow, obviously. This is an ongoing battle against political correctness and these teaching mandates and indoctrination. Let me just ask you, is this a big problem in Florida, too?
As far as I know, it's illegal in
yeah.
Florida.
Yes,
you
yes.
You can't teach it.
Yes, your great,
thank you, Governor
your
DeSantis.
Great Governor DeSantis.
Great Governor
yes, has
DeSantis.
Taken has taken the leadership there and isn't waiting for things to happen. Well, Charlie,
yes,
anything
I
else?
See, we see flags, posters, bumper stickers everywhere. Trump DeSantis 2024, yeah. And I heartily agree.
Interesting, interesting ticket.
Steve, you had made a good what would you say description before of. The left-wing people that are now trying to change the United States.
Yes.
And I, in my experience, you know, I think I'm like a year older than Lou. And I remember in the late 1960s, my older brothers being in college, and I would go visit them. And I would see people walking around with Mao buttons and sickle and hammer buttons.
Of course.
And I would see in the hallways in some of the dormitories posters of, I'll say it in English, Che Guevara. Right?
Who yes, of course.
Maniacal murderer. And these people love them.
Killer.
You see these people today.
Yes.
You know, they're the grandsons, sons and daughters and grandsons and grandchildren of those people that I saw back then.
That's very
and
true.
And you know how they think? They think now, they've been so indoctrinated that they look at white Christian males. You could be in dirty work clothes. And they'll look at you, and all they see is armbands and jackboots, you know?
Yeah.
And they think that we're so evil that anything they do to eliminate any power or eliminate us, period, anything they do is okay, you know?
Yeah.
Even breaking the law, they think of themselves as these heroic revolutionaries.
Very good
you
point.
Know?
And remember, the revolutionaries, I know you know the history, but if the practitioners of leftism today knew the history, in the past, the revolutionaries, the communists, were supposedly working for the welfare of those very same dirty-fingered, grisly, older white males who did physical labor. Physical labor was not something to be embarrassed of. It was noble, and it's true, and it helped build our country. But the lefties today forget that supposedly they began their idealistic journey trying to help people who were working, and now they become the enemy of working people.
It's 180 degrees.
Incredible.
Absolutely, I understand that.
Exactly.
Charlie, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you so much.
Great to hear from friends out of state, out of the area. This is the Steve and Lou Show here on WVOX 1460 AM. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey,
I'm Carl. I just wanted to make a comment. I have been going to soccer games that my grandson's playing in. And if someone from their opposite team falls down or can't get up or they hit them or whatever, you always see the other team come over and help them up, you know. And even with our kids getting all kinds of medals and all from our football teams in New Rochelle and
yes.
all the other sports, and everybody's standing together. You know, and it's a team. It's teamwork.
Of course.
No one knows where they live or if they're in the same.
Right.
I why can't adults do the same thing? I mean, you have these kids that are pure of heart, most of them, and are not they have to listen to the garbage that's being taught to them. But why are we trying to ruin them? I don't understand. They could be such good adults,
Lorraine,
you know, when they grow up.
Lorraine, we're coming up to our break. If you would like, stay over the break. We will be going to our scheduled intermission, but we'll be right back after this here on the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX 1460 AM, covering everything under the sun. And remember, vote tomorrow.
Thank you, Lou. Steve, 1460 WVOX. Stay tuned. Business news is coming up next, and then after that, we'll take a couple more phone calls here on 1460 WVOX. Stay tuned. Business news coming up next.
This is WVOX.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied with all the three major averages closing in record territory on the first trading day of November. The Dow briefly jumped above 36,000 for the first time after the opening bell, but later paired gains. The Dow rising 94 points, the Nasdaq up 98, S&P 500 up 8. And shares of Clorox spiked in the extended session after the maker of cleaning supplies and other household products topped quarterly expectations for its latest quarter and expressed confidence in its full-year forecast despite a volatile environment. And Avis Budget Group said its profit and revenue rose for the third quarter as revenue per day and rental days increased and demand continued. And Tesla shares continued to ride higher, spiking 9% to a record high. And Harley-Davidson shares also zoomed higher as the U.S. and European Union agreed to a deal on steel and aluminum tariffs. The motorcycle maker was facing a 56% tariff in Europe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
The Yonkers would like to recognize and salute our veterans and local men and women in uniform. Let's remember them with our thoughts, prayers, and especially letters and packages from home. Our support will keep America strong. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Weatherization Assistance at 540 Palmer Road in Yonkers, where they feel our area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call Weatherization Assistance at 914-375-7887. They're proud of our members of the military.
Now, WVOX traffic.
Looking at traffic on the Hutchinson River Parkway, moving in the northbound direction, getting up toward Lincoln Avenue is a collision. It's got traffic backed up from Boston Post Road. And looking, too, at some slowing on the New England Thruway now, coming through New Rochelle, traveling on the southbound side, heading over toward Webster Avenue. I'm Karen Johnson in the Traffic Center for 1460 WVOX.
In 2021, and what a year it's been so far, media studies overwhelmingly show something we've known all along, that radio, local radio, sometimes called community radio, is still the medium closest to the people. And now in this topsy-turvy world, with riots and a terrible pandemic not yet completely conquered, more and more of our neighbors are turning to WVOX, Westchester's forum and soapbox here at 1460. They call us local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land. And we're still what the Wall Street Journal called WVOX on its front page. America's quintessential community station. WVOX, Westchester. Yours every day and every night. 1460. Now, more than ever.
1460 WVOX.
This is Steve Mayo. I'm sitting opposite Lou Feliciano. We're on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. right here at 1460 AM WVOX, your great community radio station right here in New Rochelle. We've been talking to Lorraine. Hi. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. The point you made is valid, and let's face it, it's a distinct impression I've gotten. I'd like to hear what Lou says. I really get the impression that a lot of our opposition, a lot of the opposite philosophy, Lorraine, really doesn't want to talk to us. Never mind pick us up from the ground when we scrape our knees and get boo-boos. They don't want to have anything to do with us. As the previous caller said, they think our following is low class, is brutal and racist. Working people, the people who built our nation of all colors, the people that the Republicans and the conservative voice, I believe, now represent, we're considered evil. I don't get the impression these people want to have anything to do with. What do you think, Lou?
I think Lorraine brings up a good point. And this is why we should learn from our kids. This is a good point when I say this all the time. Kids, they get along with each other. There's no hidden thing that was involved when we grew up in the 50s. It was a different era in the 60s. It was a different era back then. These kids now are more to know people a lot better, different ethnicities or whatever like that, different races. These kids today, we should learn from that. We got these old school ways of thinking at our age or whatever like that, but we need to learn from our children here. I remember I coached at the Boys and Girls Club for over 20 years, got a lot of awards. The littlest kid on my team one time hit a home run and got a base hit. I carried him on my shoulders around the bases. I put him on my shoulders and carried him around. I mean, if you did that today, you're getting arrested. But I used to do all that with the kids at the Boys and Girls Club. And when I see these guys now who are policemen in the city of New Rochelle, and they're retiring this year, and I coach them, they still call me coach or Uncle Lou, you know?
Yes. And, too, I think the turning point is high school. You know, before they go off to college, that's a very... It's a time in life where they can be influenced the wrong way.
Exactly.
That's my...
I agree. And that's why, Lorraine, I believe the attempt to indoctrinate kids with this new curriculum, diversity, all very nice, lofty ideals in theory, but the attempt to indoctrinate it directly on impressionable young minds, when I think we should be teaching kids to be open-minded and to consider all stories... all history, Columbus as hero, Columbus as villain, maybe Columbus as something in between, like all of us, very imperfect. That, to me, is a good lesson. I don't think we're on that track today.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Lorraine, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Lorraine, our reliable education correspondent on the Lou and Steve show right here at WVOX. Let's go to our next caller. Hello. Yes. Is this Irina?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
I don't even know where to start. There's so many things that I would like to say.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Well, why don't you get started? I haven't heard from you before, to my knowledge, so start with one point, and we'd be glad to hear from you in the future.
Well, one thing, your previous guest mentioned something about monitoring elections.
Yes.
And it really hit a note because after the last election, I was in a pharmacy in Harlem, and we were talking and discussing what happened, just with some local guys, and one of them said, hey, you know, my friend was hired to oversee elections in the local precinct, and he was a Democrat. And they said, she told them that he's a Democrat, and they said, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just tell them that you're going to oversee it as a Republican.
I'm sorry, could you just repeat the part right before you said he's Republican?
Okay, so he got hired to oversee elections, and he was a Democrat.
Yes.
He told whoever was hiring him that he's a Democrat. So they said, oh, don't worry about it. Just pretend to be a Republican. We're going to hire you as a Republican to oversee the election.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not right.
That's horrible.
Exactly. So this
When people say, oh, nothing happened, something definitely happened. And these are guys, like local guys, that have nothing to gain or lose over there.
Thank you for the point, Irina.
I think it's a subject we should explore
in greater depth. Again, yes, please call again next week. Call earlier in the show. But was there election fraud last time around? You bet there was. Maybe not enough to question the general national election, but we know it's the truth. No matter what the media tells you, election fraud is a real problem. Vote no on all the propositions tomorrow except the court one. Right, Lou?
One last thing. Go out and vote tomorrow. I don't care if you vote Republican or Democrat. Yep. Just go out to vote. This way these numbers just could show.
Yes, and vote.